And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 23rd of May 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low southern Sweden, 1,000, slow-moving and filling 1,001 by 1800 Friday. High Faroes, 1,024, moves slowly east and dissipating by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East 40s. Northerly, northwesterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 until later in Viking and North Utsira. Showers, good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northerly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time, then becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Dogger. North or northwest, 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, backing west later, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. Northwest, backing southwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic, becoming southwest later, 3 to 5. Rain later in Portland and Plymouth. Good, occasionally moderate later in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, northwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, variable becoming mainly westerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 3 or 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5, veering west later in Fastnet. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shannon, Rockall, Mallon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides. East or southeast, veering southwest later, 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, south 5 or 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, then veering west or southwest 3 or 4 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Variable 3 or 4, but northerly 3 or 4 at first in east, becoming southeasterly 5 or 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4 at first in east Faroes, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast, 3, 24 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east, 4, 24 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 3, 24 miles, 1021, now falling. Wick Automatic, northwest by north 2, 5 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 2, 19 miles, 1022, now falling. Lucas, southwest 1, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Boomer, west northwest 2, 15 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1020, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, north 2, 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, more than 27 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, East by south, 4, 1020, rising more slowly. Jersey, northwest by west, 3, 13 miles, 1019, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic. North-northwest, 4, 5 miles, 1020. Scilly automatic. North-northwest, 2, 12 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Milford Haven. Northwest, 1, 14 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberporth. North-northwest, 3, 24 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Valley. East by north, 2, 13 miles, 1021, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, east-northeast, 2, 19 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Valentia, east, 1, 24 miles, 1023, now falling. Ronald's Way, west-northwest, 2, 22 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast, 1, 11 miles, 1021, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast, 1, mist, 11 miles, 1021, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. The dominant high pressure will dissipate as Atlantic frontal systems encroaches from the west through Friday and Saturday. Winds will be relatively light into Friday and then become mainly south or southwest during Friday, with outbreaks of rain spreading across all parts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast, veering southeast later, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, veering south or southeast later, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, veering northeast, then veering southwest later, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northwesterly 3 to 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or 4, becoming southwest 3 or 4, occasional 5 later, fair, rain later, good, becoming moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, rain later. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4 becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. At the marking point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast 2 or 3, veering southeast 4 to 6 later, then veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. And Shetland Isles, north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, then becoming southeast 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters with Rahul Tandon, and then the news at 1 a.m. with Sue Montgomery. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Japan. Coming up, the Trump administration blocks Harvard University from enrolling any foreign student.
And if we're going to speak about who we rely on for the best and the brightest, there's plenty of American kids who also deserve to be taken seriously.
We'll hear from a professor who teaches there.
People are shocked, they're saddened. They're uncertain, and these were students who a week ago just wanted to study for their final exams.
We'll hear what businesses make of Donald Trump's proposed tax cuts and find out why Sweden wants people to start using cash once again. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, here's the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Trump administration has dramatically stepped up its dispute with Harvard University, blocking its ability to enroll foreign students. The Homeland Security Secretary said the aim was to root out anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism on campus. John Sudworth is in New York.
The government has now doubled down, halting Harvard's ability to enroll international students, who make up around a quarter of the 24,000-strong student body and provide a significant source of income. In a letter announcing the move, the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused the university of fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party. Harvard called the decision unlawful and said it threatened serious harm, not only to the university, but to the country.
The man suspected of shooting dead two Israeli embassy staff members in Washington Wednesday night has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Elias Rodriguez is also charged with murder of a foreign official and various firearms offences. Jake Kwan reports.
The killing of Sarah Milgram and Yaron Lischinsky shocked Washington and prompted global condemnation. They'd planned to travel to Jerusalem next week to get engaged. The suspect is now charged with two counts of first-degree murder, as well as murder of a foreign official. The U.S. attorney Janine Pirro said he could face additional charges. The police raided the suspect's home in Chicago today and are examining writing apparently authored by the suspect. In court, he was told he could be facing the death penalty or life in prison.
The UN says water wells in parts of the Gaza Strip are shutting down because Israel is not allowed in any fuel for 80 days. A small number of trucks carrying flour and other supplies have been allowed entry in recent days. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused some